FM 90.3 WJTL, Sister Brother, oh, come let us adore him. For King and Country and Hillary Scott, for God is with us. Good morning to you at 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, partly sunny skies, high 48. On the overnight, cloudy, breezy, chance of showers, a low 38. Tomorrow, on your winning Wednesday, clouds and showers, windy, high 57. It's 36 in Harrisburg, 31 here in Lancaster.
This morning, our friend Stephanie Morales is here from Cavatt Ballet Theater. Good morning again to you, Steph.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here.
So good to be here.
Yeah, so we were talking about your show, Wonder, how you dreamed it. And now it's in its fourth year, and it's growing. So any stories about how it felt or how you viewed it going from dream to reality?
Oh, my word. So many stories. I feel like taking a dream and then making it into reality is a process in itself.
Sure.
In the sense of you're just learning how to do things that there aren't books written on. Like, there's not a book on, like, making a ballet for dummies or anything like that. You're just kind of figuring it out on your own.
Yeah.
And ballet is just rooted in such deep history and culture that to make it your own and try to make it almost like successful in a way.
Yeah.
It's just like a process in itself. Mm-hmm. And so I remember like that first year of doing it and just being like nervous of like, who do I think I am creating a ballet and putting it out there for the world? Like, I'm nobody. I'm not, you know, Baryshnikov or Balanchine or all these other great ballet people that we hear about in history. I'm just Stephanie Morales from Lancaster County. But
nice.
The Lord took that, it like, insecurity and I think in that anxiety and was like, it doesn't matter, you know, I'll use the smallest of people to do great things. And I think in the 4 years of doing this show, I've just seen how kingdom work has been done.
Wow.
And my heart has always been not just for the production, that's the benefit of the process, but for the kids and the families who get involved in the process. And just seeing the Lord spark new dreams in these kids or give them a safe place to come to on a Saturday where they want to spend all day with Miss Steph. And like, they want to have fun and be in a place that's going to encourage and inspire them. I think that's so much more to God's glory than it is to the end result of the show.
And like, that's awesome.
That's just the benefit of it. We get a really fun Christmas show out of it, but the process is that much more beautiful.
So you have 45 kids involved this time
45.
Around. That's amazing.
Yes.
When we would come to see it, tell us what we'll experience.
Yes. So you'll see 45 of, in my personal opinion, some of Lancaster's finest ballet students performing the show. And so I'll just go into a little more detail about what that story is is on.
Yeah.
So it follows two orphan children, Gracie and Nick. And Gracie is the younger of the two siblings, and she sees the wonder around her of the holiday season. And she's just curious, why are people so excited and joyful for this holiday? What makes it so happy? 'Cause in her world, it's not as joyful and it's not as happy in the sense of family and unity. She just has her sister. And so she gets very curious on how to find this and wants to go on this journey to find wonder. And so these three Christmas lights named Twinkle, Pixie, and Flicker hear this story, and for me they represent like the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, and just how he all three together work to bring life into our lives. And they hear this story and they decide we want to take them on a journey to find wonder. And so they go to a toy shop that comes to life and all these wonderful fun toys, a really whimsical and quirky Christmas tree village. They go to a church and listen to a choir, and in all of that they're like, this is what wonder is. I forgot we have a sweet shop this year, of course.
Oh, nice.
Yes, of course we have baked goods that dance. Like, what kind of,
in Lancaster County,
exactly.
What kind of presentation does it have baked goods? Too funny.
And so through all of that journey they feel like they find the sense of wonder in each of those things, where at the end of it they realize wonder is is part of, like, is part, these things and these traditions are part of the process, but it's not the end result and all-encompassing reason as to why we have wonder. It's because we are loved by the Lord and we love the people around us. And
that's very cool.
And it's a beautiful ending, which I won't spoil for you, so you'll have to come and see it.
Nice.
Kavod Ballet Theater is presenting Wonder. It's coming up December 9th, 10th, and 11th. And folks can get tickets online?
Yes. Yeah, tickets are available at kavod.org.
And it's happening at your New Holland location,
yes,
right?
Yes, in our New Holland location. Yeah. Don't go to Mannheim. We won't be there.
Won't be there. Yeah, it's happening December 9th, 10th, and 11th. Check it out, kavod.org. Steph, thanks for being with
Thank
us today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, so
love
good to
seeing
be
you.
Here. Good mm-hmm. to see you guys.
Yeah, back to the music we go. This is Alexander Pappas. Keep Your Word on WJTL.